So nice. I was talking to someone about this and they said, the reason why some people prefer going with their boys is because you're with a group of boys. So if you went with one boy and compare that with going with...
Yeah, unless we're spooning, it's dead.
That's true. Will probably be lit.
I think it will be lit, but then what always happens with these couples things, you're going to start competing.
Competitive, yeah.
It's fun until you go back to your hotel room and your girl's beefing. Why didn't you kiss him on the cheek like Ben's his wife? Like Ben's his wife. What happens?
They were holding hands.
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah.
You don't touch me.
You don't touch me. Why don't you feed me dinner? Bro, it's good.
You put on my table, my chair.
Them couples holiday, I want to go on one, but I know you'll compete with everything. You can sunbathe the longest.
Why do we have to make everything competitive, though?
It's like,
it's slap.
No,
no B-shake.
Bruv, I hate vacations, you know?
Vacations?
I can't stand them. Like, no, I love vacations. I love, like, being with my girl abroad and enjoying myself.
Yeah.
But I hate the compulsory argument that you have to have.
No, but it makes the sex nice, though. You need it on the holiday, man. You need it.
It's true.
You'll be mad.
It's always going to happen, though.
It's compulsory, bro. Yeah. It's a core module. See, I went on holiday last year. I went on vacation last year. And because I always argue, I promised my girl two things. The first thing was, I heard her in the bathroom saying, I love dealing with a rich nigga. I didn't feel like she was talking about me.
Sick girl got to her head.
That was basically like to her, you know what, I'm flying you out. I'm paying for everything.
You're not
paying a penny. My man, that's your next capture. I need that. That was my first promise. I'm paying for everything. The second promise was, we're going to go out there. We're going to go to Morocco, Agadir. We're going to enjoy the sun. We're going to fall in love. And we're not going to argue. Which is going to be calm.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So those two things that are kind of, those two rules I had didn't align. They did not align. It started with the suitcase situation, yeah? So obviously I'm a man. I know that I'm out there for 7 days, five pairs of underwear.
Wait, bro, bro, bro.
Swine.
Five
pairs of underwear.
Minimum 14.
Yeah, two a day.
Yeah.
Swine.
10 kg, I'm calm. Basically, I'm saying 10 kg, I'm calm. I need 10 kg. She tells me that she needs a 20 kg on top of the 10 kg that we get with the priority check.
Yeah. You should have known I was coming, though.
I'm like, why do you need the 20 kg? She's like, oh, she's going to have like 2-3 fits. She doesn't know what she's going to wear out there until she sees the Moroccan sun.
I hear it. Because
their sun is different to ours.
She's like, I need to bring my blow dryer and my straighteners and my heels. So I need the 20 kg. She's like, if you're not going to be using it and it's going to be a problem, I'll just pay for it. Don't worry, I'll care. I was like, fuck you, bro.
She's testing you.
I'm like, don't gaslight me, bro. I told her I'm paying for everything. I told her I need that caption, bro. So I paid for it. I kept it moving. The day comes where it's supposed to fly out, yeah? She brings a suitcase to my yard.
Yeah.
Now, I was training for the holiday, yeah?
Okay.
And I see the suitcase and she tells me to get it out of the boot. I can't curl the suitcase.
I know my one rep max is 20 kg.
It's
the weight distribution in the suitcase.
So I'm thinking to myself, I know for a fact that this suitcase is
not 20 kg.
It's not 20 kg. It's not 20 kg, bro. If it was 20 kg, I would have curled it. But it's not. I go to check what's in the suitcase. As soon as I open the suitcase, I see it's full. I see in the suitcase a blow dryer in the box.
In the box.
Brand new blow dryer in the box. On the box it says this blow dryer weighs 4 kg.
She's wasted it.
Yeah, I'm not to my girl, it's why cool. Do you need a 4 kg blow dryer when they have them in the hotel?
Exactly.
She's like, nah, this blow dryer's got the 4 levels of heat and it's got the suction. I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. I don't understand, but cool. She was like, don't worry, it's only gonna be like 23-24 kg. If it's a bit over, they let you through anyway. They don't charge you, innit? So I was like, you know what, that's right, cool. We get to the airport, yeah. Stansted Airport, now they got robots doing AI gets the math correct. You put your suitcase on the thing, it weighs your suitcase, it comes up 24 kg, then it charges you £11 for every kg you are over.
Each
Bro. Yeah.
What?
Bro, I had to pay £44 for this blow dryer.
Oh, yeah, the maths is quick there.
Bro, that blow dryer better have saliva. That's our blow dryer now. That suction.
The blow dryer 4,000.
I need that suction. But I paid for it. I kept it moving. I was passive aggressive, but I paid. I kept it moving. Didn't argue. Mm-hmm. Then we get to duty free. Now, I tell my girl, like, oh, I need to go Boots quickly, get an Imodium so I can eat the tagine. Yeah. I said to her, go to the alcohol section, get us some alcohol. But remember, we got all inclusive in a hotel. You don't drink too much anyway. Get something light.
Like, lightweight.
Yeah, don't go too heavy. Get something light, innit? Yeah. I get to the duty free. I see her at the alcohol section. She's got AU vodka in one hand and Ciroc in another hand. She's like, oh, babe, which one should I get? I'm already vetted. So she's going for the premium vodka.
Premium one.
I'm like, okay, normally you like Prosecco, innit? Yeah. But now you're spending my money. You're rushing all the way.
I was like,
no, don't worry. I'll get it for you, Vladimir. Don't worry. I'll get it. Passive aggressive again, but you know what? I pay for it and I keep it moving. Yeah. Then we get onto the flight. The flight is calm. Like, my baby sleeps through the flight. She's anemic. Oh, and I love that. No problems on the flight until like 20 minutes before the end of the flight.
Yeah.
You hear the ding dong, like, we're about to land soon. We're getting ready for landing. If you need to go to the toilet or get a beverage, this is going to be your last opportunity. So,
okay.
So that's my cue to go to the toilet because I'm scared of the landing. That's the scariest part.
Oh. Yeah.
I need everything out of my small intestine because I can't.
You got a weak bladder, so I get it.
So yeah, I go to the toilet. I get back from the toilet and my girl has bought us 4 shots.
Oh, vodka.
She bought 4 shots. Now, she hasn't done anything wrong. She's just trying to start the holiday turn.
As soon as we land,
she wants to enjoy it.
She's active.
I'm vexed at how willy-nilly she's spending my money. So I go, like, okay, like, this is the most dangerous part of the flight, and you want to do it.
You want to be waved for your death.
I hear it, though.
Like, you don't want to be sober when you die, man.
I was like, I'm vexed. I'm chatting shit. I'm not to her. You don't even get into clubs drunk. You think God's going to let you into heaven while you're waiting? You think you're going to get in? I'm chatting shit, but I'm passive aggressive. But I said, you know what? I'm going to pay for it. I keep it moving. So I paid for it. By this time, I'm bare vexed. So we end up getting to the hotel. And I'm checking in now. You know when you're checking in at these hotels abroad, they keep you there for bare long.
Bare forms.
There's no electronic signature.
They give you the barrel.
I'm at the counter and they're talking to me about all of these taxes that they didn't tell me about on booking.com. They've got a towel tax because people be stealing the towels. So if you want to get a towel, you have to pay for money.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a residence tax. A residence tax is a tax you get in Morocco for being a human being.
For just living.
So cockroaches that were in my room, they don't have to pay the tax.
The mosquitoes are free as well.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I start thinking to myself, how do I get out of paying all of these things I don't want to pay for?
Mm.
When I get upset, my slang starts to come out. I get hood.
So I start talking to him,
I'll be like, bruv, just because you can see my nipples and I'm in a flowery shirt in Morocco.
I'm not a dickhead.
If you need me to get road, I can get road.
Yeah.
He's like, road tax? I'll add that to you. And then I'm like, no, sorry, you misinterpreted. Cancel it. He's like, council tax? So then we're bare talking and I'm just thinking, you know what, let me just pay for it. And then I'm about to go pull the dirhams out of my pockets to pay for it. Yeah. And then I hear my girl just like, she's a bit waved, isn't it, from the 4 shots.
So I
hear her say, just pay for it. Stop acting broke.
I'm cancelling the holiday.
Bro, I'm looking at the guy. As soon as I heard that, the way my neck turned around.
That Terminator.
And I just started screaming at her. I was like, what do you mean I'm broke? Like, shut up, you silly girl, bro. You can't even be respectful. I started getting mad. We argued in front of the whole reception. It was crazy. I failed on the first day with the That night, I spent the whole night in the bathroom with the blow dryer. And the suction.
I know I'm talking G, bro.
Had a good blow dryer.
Got
rings for £11 extra. That's crazy.
That's a bargain, man.
Just don't care.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Blah.
Okay. We are Pastor Meerkat. Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year, guys.
First episode of the year. This is episode 12.
Yep. 12.
Yeah. I am in the studio with Tim.
Hi, guys.
Manny. Vish. Myself, Dej. Shake. And E-Man. Yeah? How are you guys? We're like 12 days into the new year. It's the 12th today, right?
14th.
Fucking hell. That's a magic number, man. Halfway through the month. How have you guys' new year been so far?
Optimistic.
Yeah, like, I put a plan together, to be fair.
Is it? Resolution.
Yeah. Vision board.
Objectives. Like, I've already failed, but...
What was one of your objectives? Give us one.
Go gym 4 times a week.
And you haven't done that?
I've been twice.
Yeah.
So you're going to go twice today?
What day is it today?
I said from next week, I'm going to make sure I go 4 times. But it's just cold.
It's so cold.
You know what? The gym resolution is like the bashing resolution. I can't lie. You know when you had the bashing resolution when you were 18 and you was like, I'm not going to bash
you. I never had that resolution.
My resolution is to increase it.
Anybody else had any interest in resolution?
Mine was just about consistency, but applying it to being like on time. Mm. And actually today I was early.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you like late at work and other places?
The good thing about work is work doesn't have a like start time.
So my first meeting is
when you start.
But theoretically, if I was starting at 9, I would 100% be late.
Oh, that's crazy, man. You know what? I'm not even like punctual at work. Like, I'm known to be the late person, but for me, it's psychological now. Like, I tell people that, yeah, my meeting's run over. I was like, luckily, I'm doing things like counselling. I'm talking about very sensitive topics.
Yeah, yeah. So no one can ask you.
I'm sleeping. 9:35. And I open the meeting at 10:10. And I'm like, sorry, guys, my meeting ran over.
No,
someone's going through trauma.
Oh, no, that's good. Anyway, I wanted to speak today about, like, we obviously just heard the stories. And me and Tim went on a pod last year.
And Vish as well.
Went on the pod last year. And we were speaking about vacations. We went on Wait, Am I Toxic pod. Shout out to the girls. And we were speaking about vacations. And we got into this really interesting conversation about, like, guys' holidays versus girl holidays with your girl and different. And I told a story about how, like, I've done quad biking with the lads. I remember we did quad biking in Turkey and Vish tried to kill all of us. Because you know...
I had a mushroom. I just used the mushroom, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad. You led.
Vish doesn't even breaks.
Nah, but you know, on them holidays, like, when you do quad biking anyway, actually, it's like, it's very, like, actually risk averse. There's a queue. Like, you're just supposed to kind of like a tour sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But us, obviously, we're guys, so immediately, like, we wanted a race. Like, so you're supposed to do single file, but we're all doing it. It is crash TV. It's my revival. Vish was trying to kill us. But yeah, I told a story about how I went on holiday with a girl and I did quad biking. And it was just so... It was a tour, bro. Riding one of them golf... The golf. Oh, you just have to go slow. You've
got somebody around your waist.
And every now and then, you just put a little accelerator. As soon as you put your foot on the...
When you go through a bump,
you're like,
hey!
When you go with your girl, you're not racing your girl. You're racing the other guys that are on the track.
But when you're with you, I don't know. So that was exactly my story. Like, do you get your own quad or do you get on a quad like with your girl? Like, is your girl on the back with you?
Ideally, you want to get your own quad. But then is she down to go and ride? Because it's a fear.
But if she wants to do that, that's so cute.
They want to do this and have a Snapchat.
That's so cute. It's like them film.
That's their goals.
Exactly. But what would you man do? Like, so this that exact scenario happened to me. It was like the guy was like to me, like, do you want your own quad or do you want to share a quad?
Bro, on my honeymoon, yeah. So we went Zanzibar for my honeymoon.
Ooh,
beautiful. I need to go there. And we went horseback riding on the beach and in the sea. So I'm a competent rider already, yeah?
Yeah.
How? How are you a competent rider already?
Bro, I learned to ride from like 12.
Seriously?
Yeah, mum's life.
When did you grow up, bro?
Pause.
Nah, I grew up in North London, but basically...
I had to go out of North London to learn.
Yeah. But it's because of my dad and like going back home, we have like during like Eid celebrations, he's part of like ceremonies and stuff. He's got a title back home basically. So he has to ride as part of like the festivities and all of that. So when he was learning, when he first got the title, I went with him. So that's how I learned to ride.
That's it. I didn't know that.
But anyway, we're in Zanzibar now and she can't ride. So she's like, can I ride with you? And I'm like, the way I ride ain't gonna be the way you're gonna be riding. Like I'm galloping through the waves, So she got on her own horse, I got on my horse.
It's
not I would enjoy myself. It's my honeymoon too, though.
Horses
are dangerous as hell.
Anyway. So we start off like the whole tour thing you're saying. We start off side by side.
Yeah.
We got the guy holding her horse
because
she can't ride, and I'm on my own. I'm doing my thing. Obviously, I'm cantering, I'm trotting, I'm looking back.
Cantering.
I just threw it out there. Just to let you guys know. Just to let you guys know.
You're Dothraki, man.
Dothraki jockey, man.
So I'm riding a horse now, and then she's like just a little bit behind me. But I'm not enjoying myself because I want to go further out. But she's got the instructor with her, so I'm thinking she's blessed.
Mm.
I've gone off now. I've gone off. I just hear a scream behind me. I turn around. She's been kicked off the horse, bro.
What?
Yeah, bro.
How'd that happen?
Well, Instagram, yeah. She saw me having a blast, and she told the instructor, can you stand in front, like, let go of the horse? Can you take some pictures of me? He's gone in front of her to take a picture. She's held onto the reins. The moment she's put her hand up like this, so she wanted to do a picture like that, innit?
That's
a signal. That's a signal for the horse. He thought, okay, you want to get off.
He kicked her off.
He didn't want to be involved.
The last 2 days, we couldn't do nothing.
So she actually fell back and dropped off.
She fell down. I've got a video, bro.
Oh my!
It's crazy.
Why did she go with you? Did she? Did you say no? Like you? Oh, because you said
no. But she had an instructor to hold the horse, innit? Hold like the reins so that it was just walking with her.
That's scary.
But the moment she wanted the Instagram pic,
yeah,
and he wasn't there holding it, the horse had his own mind, innit?
No, it's long. I had a similar situation when I was in Egypt, but like, my girl wanted to come on the quad bike with me.
Okay.
I was just like, listen, I think it would be better if we had like
separate. Yeah. Selfish, but I hear
I was just like, you know what? Like, it's your trip, innit? Like, if you want to do it, then
we'll do it.
So we're riding, and conveniently, like, we're last, innit? So like, there's like seven other men in front of us.
Yeah.
But just in order, we're last.
Yeah, single. Yeah.
As we're riding along, like I'm getting taps, like whenever there's a bump or whenever you're moving fast, so just like slow down a bit. So I'm adjusting the speed. The guy comes round and like after a while, like he's so far ahead, like within the sand, the dust, you can't even see him. It's just like,
you're not wearing. And there's no clear path as well.
So you're nervous now because you're just thinking, right, like you're so far behind. Eventually the guy comes back here, he stops here, and he drives all the way back, and he's just like, listen, you guys are too slow.
You
need to come up. So he's just like, in the order, you can't be seventh in the order now. You've got to be second in the order. So at least I can keep an eye on you, because if I lose you, no one's going to find you. You're going to be lost in the desert.
You're stuck in the Sahara.
So then, while I was behind him, I was picking up the speed, like, listen, my girl was going through a tough time. But eventually, like, you got used to it, but like, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's like me. I'm toxic as well. Same thing, quad biking, we're in a queue. I want to be first. So I'm like, I'm going to be first. When you're first in them queues, it's like you're in the right lane on the motorway. Like,
If
you start driving slow, you start flashing.
Hey, we did wrong
lane. I use that to tell my girl that I can't even slow down. They take us up some next thing where you get bare high. And it's like, again, it's not proper road. So it's like you're driving, and then you can literally see the cliff. Oh, and it's like, yeah. If you fall down, it just look like, when you look down, it looks mad scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, obviously, you got bare road, but when you look down, it looks mad scary. She's like, I hit my girl behind me. I'm talking because as soon as I hear that, I'm like, oh, you're scared, yeah?
You're scared.
I'm not going for it. She's like, no, please. And you know, there's a different kind of fear when, like, when you're scared.
Yeah.
There's a different kind of fear. Yeah. It's like, it reminds me of the time we were in the car with Tim. Like, So, like, we're obviously scared of the way Tim drives.
This was a long time ago.
Me and Benjamin in the car, we're obviously scared of the way Tim drives. So, but we're busting jokes. Like, we're kind of scared.
Wait, whose idea was it for me to drive there?
I only got my license.
It was your car, bro.
Yeah, I had the car for like a month or two.
I don't know, bro.
This is my first ever car.
I don't know, but you were picking us up. You were on the way, so you picked us up. So, like, we're in the car, we're busting jokes because it's like, we're scared, but it's funny.
It's funny, yeah.
There was one moment where, yeah, again, Tim nearly reversed on a hill.
Reversed?
You're crazy.
Yeah, it got, like, that was actually, it was like, before everything was jokes, like, we're busting jokes. We didn't actually think there was a chance of us dying. Until that moment, I swear, Pedro did not speak the whole time. Pedro held the back of his. He did not speak.
Pedro said something, I can't remember what he said. I think relax or something.
Yeah, exactly. Please, like, please, Tim, please. Honestly, like,
that's the first serious thing Pedro's ever said to me.
And you know when you tell them to relax, it's worse.
You got to pull up that handbrake, bro.
I can't remember what I did. It was a blur. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. You haven't gotten much better, though.
No.
He's got the piece of his car.
This is 2020.
On the court, you got to let the girl.
We did go actually do that in Dubai, but we went on separate quad bikes. But I was fast though. I was driving like fast.
Driving fast.
Do you know what happened to me? Mine's more embarrassing though. So I went Mykonos with my missus, and then I went to rent a motorbike.
Motorbikes are
dangerous.
But when I was like 15, 16, I read the couple of pizza bikes.
Oh, we used to rob man on the bike.
So why are you riding a pizza bike? You're the reason they started bringing cars, bro.
And asking for pin codes as well. For the delivery, bro.
So it was a while back, innit? So I thought to myself, when I go to Mykonos, I'm going to get a motorbike and she's going to sit at the back and we could just ride everywhere.
That's cute. Yeah.
So this man came with a motorbike. Again, I'm like, how do you put the key in again? I'm asking them questions.
Yeah.
So usually they give you the back and they duck.
Yeah.
Take your money and duck.
Yeah.
The guy took my money, asked him, how do I put the key in? And he saw the way I was holding it. It was like,
you're an amateur.
Just ride up, turn around and come back. And my girl's just there ready. She's all dressed up. Excited. And I told her,
I was testing you.
So I ride it up calm.
Yeah.
But when you have to turn, I'm telling you, I put my feet on the ground. I come back to boss money. He's like,
No. That's my only bike.
Bring a quad though. Bring a quad. Like, I was like, I can't do the motorbike. Go bring a quad. The guy didn't phone me. He said, I don't even trust this guy with a quad.
When you're putting your foot on the floor, the turn on the bike.
You look like a dickhead.
Do any of you man do any other excursions, not quads?
I did scuba.
Scuba diving.
When I did scuba diving with a girl I went on holiday with, I left her. I ain't got time. She was worried about her hair and all that. I want to see Ariel and all that. I don't have time for all of that. I remember the instruction. It was like, I convinced her to do the scuba diving. I was like, don't worry. Like, she was actually scared because she can't swim, bloody, bloody.
I was like,
don't worry, you're going to be calm. Yeah. Like, obviously, you got oxygen tanked and I will stay with you the whole way.
Mm.
As soon as we got in the water, though, like, the way she's acting is just annoying. There's a group of us, so half the group, there was like, we're going to have the advanced group and the beginner group.
Yeah.
And then my girl was like, obviously, we need to go in the beginner. So I'm like, yeah, I'll go in the beginner group.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, we're underwater. I'm seeing the advanced group, like, dead.
They're having a blast.
Yeah, they're all the way down.
They're swimming the fishes.
Like, feeding the fish. I was like, just wait here on this rock. So we're underwater, by the way. You can't even talk. So I'm just like, I grab her hand. I say, just hold this rock.
Wait for me there.
Yeah, I told the instructor, just come look at this girl. I swim off, bro. I was in the advanced group, bro. I didn't see her till the end. And I know she was trying to call for me.
You see the bubbles coming.
They're like once in a lifetime. Like,
yeah.
I ain't got time to waste on this thing, bro.
Yo, it's Manny from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe.
True. Excursions, man, they're scary, man. Like, yeah. water. I remember when I was on this trip, I went into the water and in the ocean, and like, it's one of those ones where like, in this place I was, you couldn't even go in from the like the sand, and because there's like coral. And then once you go in the steps, then you're in the water. I'm just thinking like, calm, I can swim in it. Like, and they told us like, don't worry, this is low tide. You know, like, you can go low there tide. And you should be able to swim, and then you can see all the fishes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I got down, I couldn't feel my feet. on the ground. I went up straight away. My girl was just over there floating, she's chilling, like swimming around her.
That actually reminds me because when I went to Dubai with my missy, we went to the Atlanta in Dubai. That water part is sick. It's everything. It has everything there. So there's one part where you're just swimming basically, but obviously I can't swim in it.
Oh,
but my missus can swim, so she was surprised. I never told her I could swim.
So
she was surprised me, oh Tim, you can't swim, and she tried to teach me how to swim, not in front of these so many people. There's this kid though just going past her twice in laps. So then I think must give not didn't have like a duck thing, they had like a little
It's
like a two things.
It's a flamingo, bro.
During the ride, yeah, because like a little water ride, there was one bit where the waves go up and it fly and it goes all the way up and it just goes all over your whole body, yeah. It must have flung the rubber dinghy where we called, and I was struggling to swim. And I think my girl helped me up because I saw the lifeguard is getting ready to dive in to try and save me. But I was thinking, no, let's go to the shallow end. I'm not doing this anymore. Like,
it's man are deep, for us guys that can't swim.
Deep.
No, it's a joke.
I'm going to learn. I said this year, I'm going to learn this year, though.
Because it's so childish. I can't take it seriously when
it's a life
you think you're going to die in the water. Bro.
No, do you know what?
I can't swim.
But you're in a pool where you can walk. Where you can walk in the pool. And you're sure.
If you're in the shallow end, these guys that come to the deep end.
Yeah.
They can't walk in the deep end.
Do you know, I'll tell you the reason why I can't swim. So this happened in like primary school. I think it was like year three, year four, So this is when we had our first like
swimming lessons.
So I didn't know about swimming. I think, oh, this is fun. I've seen so many people do it before. I can do this, innit? So I thought, yeah, I could swim, you know, I could do this. So this is like the first ever lessons. They were like, okay, cool. We need to see what everyone levels are in it.
Yeah.
So we're like, this is the shallow end as well. So they were like, okay, cool. We're going to see how you swim, see your technique, and you can go on from there in it. So people were like swimming along. Okay,
I'm
cool.
Strong.
Yeah. And the other people that couldn't swim. So they're walking like, okay, cool. You're in the kiddie section. That's cool. Fantastic. So my turn came up here. I was thinking, cool, I'm going to try and do this in it. So I tried to dive in, but I slipped and I was drowning. I was like, I was struggling.
Why are you trying to dive when you know you can't swim?
I wanted to do it, but I slipped. The thing is, I slipped and I was just like breathing. And this time, in my head, I was thinking, oh wow, this is how I'm going to go. This is like a good 5 seconds thinking, this is how I'm going to die. I think, oh wow, this is crazy. This is how my life is feeling. This is what's going through my head this whole time. But this time, the teacher was like, Tim, stand up. Just stand up. Yeah. I stood up. I was fine. But that traumatized me for weeks. So every single lesson we had for swimming lessons, I was too scared to go in the water.
I changed,
had my bought goggles, and I wouldn't step in the water. I would just stand there.
Wanker, you know?
I was with the kids, they're like, oh, Tim's jumping, it's okay. I was thinking, no.
It took me weeks to get over it.
Do you remember when we went to Turkey?
Life jacket.
I was in the pool.
Let me tell you something.
Life jacket in the pool is crazy, though.
It's not in the pool.
Okay, go.
Speed bump. No ordinary, but a speed bump. And this guy's like, none of you need life jackets. If you saw this guy, you know them guys don't care about
that. The locals, isn't it?
They're all in the water. like, hey, man, from South Africa. So I'm like to boss. Broski, I can't swim. He's like, don't worry, you won't fall in. If you see the way the speedboat tilts, and like, that speedboat that went off before, it's tilting like this. And I'm like, nah, boss, just give me the life jacket. You're a pussy. Don't even chill with us, man. Don't even get on the boat. Just sit in the sand. Bro, are you mad?
Nah, bro.
No, but you was giving a life jacket in Cannes when we went on the smaller boat and you were throwing up. So even when you have a life jacket, you still throw up. You was throwing up.
Oh, that was a white hit, though.
Now, in Turkey, yeah, E-man, the thing that made it worse is it's a speedboat, but the boat is big, bro. Like, it's like...
You can hold on, innit?
Yeah, like, it's so... It. Like, it fits every man, like, on the boat. So it's like... Unless something goes very, very wrong, nothing's happening. And I remember we go, like, you're right, them man, they don't really care about health and safety. You ask them, man, like, oh, are there any sharks? They'd be like, not today. today, I don't think. But yeah,
they're sleeping.
E-man first says, E-man's one of those ones where if he knows he can't do anything, he just say, no, I'm not going.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no explanation.
Yeah, no explanation. We're trying to convince him, he's like, I'm not doing it. Like, and he'd be like, I'm not doing it.
Not happening.
So we're like, okay, cool. We're not going to let this guy hold us up from having a good time. Same way we treat our girls.
Like our girls, yeah.
So we all get on the boat and we're about to go off. Everybody's excited. All you hear is, yo. And then you just see E-man jogging in a line. Some big orange line. And then you jog in down.
Like his day
one. Let me come.
Hey, I'm ready.
It was embarrassing, bro. Anything else? I think those are the only excursions I've done.
I've done another one in Kenya. I went ziplining. Oh, my days.
Oh, yeah. That's what
I did. See, I don't know
why you do stuff like that, though.
No, the thing is, I didn't want to do it. My girl, she's on that kind of stuff. So the whole time, because I even paid for it, I was thinking, I don't want to do this. I want to do like the mini. I want to do the mini version where you go on 2 zip lines, but she wants to do the whole experience. You go on like 6 zip lines for the whole day. Mm. Like the whole time, I was scared. It is so scary. Well, I know. Imagine it's scary, but when you actually go on it, it's actually quite fun.
No, I don't play with heights.
Yeah. Zipline is sick. Nope. When you see the whole forest and stuff,
bro,
it's good. You know,
heights is a mad thing. But I went on a date with a girl in the UK to go ape.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
The maddest thing is she organized the date, yeah. And go ape is weird because like obviously there's different levels. There's like as you go through, you can decide to go
higher level.
So we've gone like 3-4 levels. I'm ready to go. Like I'm good, I'm feeling good. I'm scared, but I like it.
Yeah.
The weird thing about go ape is once you start the level, there's no way, like, you can't exit.
Once you do the first bit, you have to go to the end.
You have to go to the end or go back.
The only way to go to the end is go through the zips, basically. Yeah.
So it's like, once you're in it, it's either...
you die or you survive.
That's literally what they say. So I'm with the girl, yeah, and we get to, like, the middle of, like, course 4, and then she starts getting bare... Like, she just starts...
She's getting shook.
She's bare shook. And she starts panicking. She's like, oh, I'm going to throw up. I look around. I'm like, we're on this small thing, and we're bare high. I'm just looking around. I was like, now. I was like, now. So then we stay there for literally like about 15 minutes, and I have to shout. I tell somebody else, I'll go get the guy in it to see what can be done.
Yeah.
She's literally not moving. The guy comes underneath us, and he looks bare small. The guy looks bare small than me. So it reminds us, we're bare high.
You're bare high.
We're altitude. Yeah. So then I'm like to the guy, I'm like, yo, like, she's scared, like, she can't do it or whatever. He's like, yeah, just go back. But we're in the middle of the course, the back is the same. And the back isn't used to people going that route. They're like, yeah, it's like, you either go back or you go forward. I look back at the guy, I was like, basically, I know you can't hear him because he's far. He basically said, either you go back or you go forward or you die. I said to her, like, as me as a person, I'm going to go forward. I don't know what you're on. She had to overcome her fear, bro. She had to just do it, sort of thing.
She signed that disclaimer, like when you started.
They keep you in that room for a while, and when you sign this, please, you're gonna enjoy yourself, yeah. Crazy.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Has anybody done like snorkeling? Not snorkeling. Nah. I mean, like the
I've done a
jet skis.
Paragliding.
I did paragliding.
That's the thing about that is that's scary because once you're up there, you're at the mercy of the wind.
Yeah.
So the wind will fuck the boat will be driving, but the wind will fuck you up.
Where did you do this?
I did it in Tunisia.
Oh.
And obviously, like I'm light, so the wind is just the wind is flicking me everywhere.
Oh,
I'm going everywhere. If you weigh more, then you get like a different like kite or whatever it is they put. And that way you can weigh. So when you weigh a bit more, you can actually maneuver the thing.
Yeah,
I was trying to do this. And the wind was just fucking me up. I couldn't do nothing.
Nah, I can't do any of them, man.
It's hard. And when you're landing, it's even more difficult because you either land in the water and you need to be able to learn how to swim, or you land on the beach, but you've got to land in a way where you don't land flat. You've got to land like rolling. So there's a woman that went before me, like she's quite sizey.
Mm-hmm.
She went before me, and then she landed, but she landed flat and then she just... into the sand. And then they had to pull her out like three guys and pull her out, bro.
I can't do none of it. I've watched too much Final Destination.
I can't do it.
Zip cards, you know the one in the
O2?
There's no seatbelt.
How did I pass regulations, bro?
It's lit. It's a good experience.
I was scared as well. I saw my missus start dancing on my first.
Chill, sit down.
That's not my idea of fun, is almost dying. That's not fun.
That cable car thing has been there for years, yeah? There's never been any incident. What makes it think today's going to be your day?
Bro, screws last. They've got a...
You don't know. It's mad, isn't it?
You don't know about bad films.
That plane where the door opened. Like,
oh, my days.
That was mad,
it's not actually a door. It's like a
latch.
It's like a latch or something that just opened. And they had to sit there. What's it called?
Oxygen mask came down.
Yeah, they had to just put...
You know what's mad about that scenario? The two people that were meant to sit near that door, they didn't turn up for the flight.
Because if you did, you get sucked out.
They would have gone.
That's scary, bro.
And they didn't turn up for the flight.
That is scary.
And we're going on bare flights this year as well. That's scary.
I'm not scared of...
That's the thing. I'm not scared of flying, but heights is a mad thing for me.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it comes from.
Well, that's mad. So you get the window seat.
Yeah, I get a winner, so I love watching takeoff. I love it.
Is it?
Yeah, remember over the seat.
So when you take off and you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
That's the worst part.
I like takeoff. I don't like landing.
I hate
landing. Landing is calm.
It's more secure, like when you're in a plane.
I think because I'm enclosed, I don't feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a higher chance of you dying in a car crash than it is in
All them stats are dumb, though. You know them stats are, 1 in 3 children every minute die in Africa. If that happened, no one would be here, fam.
But what's your man's thoughts? Do you prefer holidays with your girls, with your girl or your boys?
It's a different type of holiday.
Mm. Yeah. What do you guys do with your girls? Because obviously with the boys, it's like, I can imagine we're trying to pack it out with activities.
Maybe
go on a night out, a calm night out sort of thing. But the main thing is going to be for us. Like if we just go on a guy's holiday, we're going to just like pack it out with activities, do fun stuff in the hotel, like what were we doing in Cannes, like double. What do you do with your girl?
I have to negotiate with her because I want to do bare activities. But I know I got to sandwich it with like bare beach days,
relaxation.
If I do quad biking, I'll do the massage for you. If I get to do this, then we'll do that for a couple of days. But most of the time, it's eating.
The sunbathing thing, you'd think it's just dead, innit? Because you're just thinking, bro, why am I just going to sit in front of the sun?
Yeah.
But like, there's something calming about it. There's something a bit like meditating.
If you're looking at your lady as well, like,
it's nice. It's nice. We enter the waiter to bring your cocktail.
It's nice, bro.
It's better now. You go in the pool, you cool off, go back.
Yeah, I did like it.
It's nice.
It's like a calm, relaxing, no pressure sort of thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
I was talking to someone about this and they said, the reason why some people prefer going with their boys is because you're with a group of boys. So if you went with one boy and compare that with going with...
Yeah, unless we're spooning, it's dead. I'd be so rude. It's dead.
Crazy.
That's true.
We'll probably be lit.
Lit.
I think it would be lit, but then what always happens with these couples things, you're going to start competing.
You go back to your hotel room and your girl's beefing. Why didn't you kiss him on the cheek? Like Ben's his wife. What happens?
They were holding hands.
The whole time.
You don't touch me.
Why don't you feed me dinner?
Bro, it's good. You put on my table, my chair.
Them couples holiday. I want to go on one, but I know you'll compete. You can sunbathe the longest.
Why do we have to make everything competitive, though?
It's slap. No B shake at all. It's crazy. Yeah. Sometimes I just think, what is a vacation? Like, what's the best part of a vacation?
For me, I feel like your bae is more into the sex on holiday.
Yeah, different rules.
Different rules.
Yeah.
When you cross certain borders, other borders open up. Do you know what I mean? Their mind goes a bit more free, bro.
Maybe
been in that sun all day. And you come back to the room.
Your friend's fried. I think it's just holidays in general, yeah? When you go away, you're just loose. You're free.
You're
open to anything.
It's true.
You'll do that with your boys. And it's the same when you're with your girl. Everyone's just more relaxed and open.
Yeah.
Holidays with your boys are lit.
Yeah. True.
Arguments on holiday are sweet as well.
Let's not do that one.
You know what? Yeah, they're intense, but it's like when I argue, I like, okay, cool, give me space, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on holiday, you have to fast track it because you can't be.
You spend too much money
together. You spend too much money to keep on going. You have to fast track the whole like resolution process.
Yeah.
And I don't like doing that. Like,
yeah, but the thing is, like, if I'm angry at my girl, but I'm seeing you in a bikini all day, I'll forget the argument.
Bring her at home with a hair bonnet. I'm still angry, bro.
When I went on vacation, like, we had an argument and it was night, so I was like, I would never do this in London because it's dangerous. But I was like, I'm gonna go for a walk. I've never said that after an argument.
You see that movie, isn't it? I gotta clear my air.
I saw that movie, so I wanted to try. I'm gonna go for a walk. I was walking along the beach. Hey, them beaches are cold. It's windy as fuck, bro. You're thinking you're in a hot country. I haven't got any hoodies in my suitcase. I've only got like warm clothes. I'm wearing like a shirt. It's cold. I was just thinking like, bro, is this argument worth like?
It's not worth it.
Let me go back and just sleep, bro.
Yo, it's Pedro from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.